Back now with Day to Day. Valentine's Day is this Saturday. Maybe you're planning a romantic evening at home to save a little money, but you don't want to watch Moonstruck or When Harry Met Sally or The Notebook again. So we asked writer Mark Jordan Ligon to suggest some underrated romantic movies.
Our first film is a romantic comedy from 1988, Crossing Delancey. Amy Irving stars as a New York City girl who just can't find Mr. Right, so her grandmother arranges for her to meet with a marriage broker.
First you'll listen, then you'll talk.
Very nice girl. She lives by her parents?
Nah, they live in Florida with red buttons. All the social security checks under one roof, you can have it.
So, Isabella, you got your own apartment?
Nah, she lives alone in a room like a dog.
Amy Irving's character Isabella works in publishing and has a crush on a dashing, broody novelist, but Grandma and the marriage broker arrange for her to meet a nice guy, Sam, who runs the family pickle business. Sam is played by the terrific character actor Peter Riegert, and the film does a great job showing that sometimes you have to give people a chance.
Then one day Mrs. Mandelbaum comes by the store and does her usual spiel, shows me her pictures, tells her lies. This one's 18, a scholar. This one's 22, a beauty. I'm a bachelor. She can't help herself.
Wait a minute. You mean you didn't hire her?
No. But on this particular day, she pulled this from her bag. And I said, yes, Mrs. Mandelbaum, this one I'll meet.
Amy Irving thinks she wants the glamorous novelist and tries passing off Sam to a desperate girlfriend.
Maybe I could be handling this better.
Handling what? What are you handling, me?
I don't blame you for being
You come to my stand, you invite me out to dinner, you set me up with your girlfriend. You get your bubby to drag me over here. A guy could get a little tired of this routine.
I did not.
What's the problem here? You think it's so small, my world? You think it's so provincial? You think it defines me? Is that it?
No. No, I don't. I feel like I keep apologizing to you, like I can't get it right. Sam, I want to get it right.
Crossing Delancey does get it right. A nice, simple film about the nice, simple things in life. The next romantic treat on our list is from 2005, Sweetland. This gem of a movie takes place back in 1920 and tells the story of a mail-order bride who comes to rural Minnesota to marry a Norwegian farmer. But when it's discovered she's not Norwegian but German, the anti-German feelings right after World War I caused the couple nothing but problems.
Can we see the judge?
Judge.
She'll have to take a literacy test, and for that she'll need to know English. Was that Norwegian she was speaking?
She's German.
German.
Sweetland is filled with wonderful performances and captures the small-mindedness of certain rural communities and especially the wrath of the town minister.
You're dancing together? You're living together? God only knows what else. You're Germanist. It's a disruption to my community. You're Germanist. It makes coffee that is too black.
The slow build of the powerful attraction between the mail-order bride Inga and the farmer Olaf is handled beautifully, and their growing love for each other allows them to stand up for themselves.
I'm sorry.
This is her place now.
How can it be?
You can let it be.
You don't have the papers.
Now, I'm married. I'm citizenship. In my heart, I believe.
That's not enough, Inga, in your heart to believe. It has to be real.
You believe God?
And we close with a personal favorite of mine from the late great writer-director Anthony Minghella, who did everything from The English Patient to The Talented Mr. Ripley. Here is a powerful film about love and loss and finding the strength to move on in 1990's Truly, Madly, Deeply. It features a remarkable performance from British actress Juliet Stevenson as a woman who can't stop grieving after her boyfriend, played by Alan Rickman, suddenly dies.
It's anger, isn't it? It's rage. It's rage. I get so angry with other people. People in love or out of love or wasting love. And women with children, growing children, fertile. But most of all, I'm so angry with him.
This film came out before the hugely popular Hollywood hit Ghost, and it offers a much more emotional and cerebral take on some of the same themes. Rickman comes back from the other side to try and help his love let go.
Actually dying, what's it like?
Dying's all right. It was a general anesthetic I didn't like.
No. I'm serious.
So am I. It was like standing behind a glass wall while everybody else got on with missing me. It didn't hurt. You know, I'm very sensitive to pain. It really didn't hurt.
Minghella totally captures what real couples are like, all the things that can drive you crazy, and all the things that you can adore.
I love you.
I love you.
I really love you.
I really truly love you.
I really truly madly love you.
Really truly madly deeply love you.
I really truly madly deeply passionately love you.
Really truly madly deeply passionately remarkably love you.
I really truly madly deeply passionately remarkably. Deliciously love you.
Really truly madly passionately remarkably deliciously juicily love you.
Deeply. Deeply. You passed on deeply, which was your word, which means that you couldn't have meant it. So you're a fraud, actually. You're probably a figment of my imagination.
So we hope you'll be able to enjoy some of these romantic goodies. They might make you laugh, make you cry, and unlike a box of candy, we can guarantee they are all fat-free. Happy Valentine's Day.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a happily married writer living in Los Angeles. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.